Good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH. We are here with my friend Joe Aguirre. We've known each other for 20 years and he came to me with a phone call and started talking about this great organization that he got involved in. And I was immediately on board just to participate in the organization. And then I was like, hey, come on Spotlight, let's talk about it. And he has brought Kendra Morales from this organization. It's called For Goodness Sake. It's a 100% volunteer run 501c3 nonprofit that is providing direct aid, like furniture and household items, to individuals and families who are making a transition from homelessness to independent living. Now, there's a lot of compassion rooted in this because it's a dignified way to give people a hand up. And I love everything about what you guys are doing and the work you're doing to transform empty living spaces into homes for people. Guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Now, let's tell people how you guys got started. So For Goodness Sakes, I'll post all the information online in just a little bit, but you know, when did this all begin and how?
2013. I have a girlfriend who volunteered at St. Vincent de Paul in the Women and Children's Shelter. And at that point, some budgets were being cut and families were being forced to leave really before they were ready. They were given keys to Section 8 housing or apartments, and they didn't want to leave the shelter because they had no furniture. They had no appliances. They had no pots and pans or dishes. And the idea of not wanting to leave a homeless shelter for a home because you didn't have anything, it broke my heart. So yeah. I can't describe it other than it was one of those light bulb moments where I started to reach out to some of my friends. Hey, do you guys have any extra stuff? And people are always looking to get rid of stuff, but there's only, you know, Salvation Army or Goodwill. And the thought behind it was, these are fixed income people that can add up. So if there was a way we could...
Even at a reduced price, that can add up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, couches are still $100 in places like that. So I started to get out there and collect the furniture, bring it into my three-car garage, and families started to shop in my garage from St. Vincent de Paul. And they were like, what's in it for you? And what's going on? This is so strange.
Yeah.
We would help them move it. We would deliver it into their homes and fill their homes. And again, it was like, wait, I think there is something here. So I started to do a little bit of research in and around the area and found that there were no local furniture banks. Plenty of resources for food, for clothing, all the rest of that good stuff, but nothing to help people get settled in their homes. And that's an important element to creating a home. So fast forward to a couple months later, we had 3,000 square feet of warehouse space donated to us in Bristol.
Wow, that's it was impressive.
Yeah, it was a lot. We filled it almost immediately, and I began to branch out to other agencies in the area to make sure that, you know, that they knew we were a resource that was out there. And that was really the beginning and the origin.
Now, you're based in Bristol. Is this specifically for people in the area, or can people come from all over?
It's Bristol and the surrounding
towns.
Gotcha,
okay.
Yeah, because we are 100% volunteer, and being on the road crew, as Joe knows, it's a lot of time. It is a lot of time. So we like to, we're only open on the weekends, so we have to pack what we can in a very short amount of time.
Now, I love the dignity option that comes along with this, because charity is great, but when you're in a situation where you already are feeling down on yourself, you've already been in a situation where you've been homeless and you're just getting back up on your feet again, getting handed stuff is fine. You know, you take what you need to take to get yourself back on your feet again, but there's a dignity that comes along with purchasing at low cost these items to furnish your own home again. And I think that's important for people.
Well, I think it's important to know also that they aren't paying for any of this.
Yeah.
This is all 100% donated from our donors. And then in turn, we donate to them.
So gotcha.
They come into the warehouse per referrals from these agencies. So you can't just walk in off the street. And because we're volunteers, you know, we don't have the time to vet like an agency would. So we lean on our partnerships very heavily to make sure there's alignment between their mission and our mission.
Okay. So for instance, what organizations do you work with where somebody out there might be hearing this right now and know that we work with that person, or this is where I can go because I need this kind of help?
We have a comprehensive list on the website, too, because we're always adding. But DCF, Wheeler Clinic, the housing authorities in Bristol, in New Britain. We work with the town of West Hartford. We work with veterans associations. We work with Department of Health and Human Services. It's a long list.
I always tell people, you know, shoot to 211, you know, if you're finding yourself in a homelessness situation. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there's a lot of domestic violence centers that work their way through 211, and they'll end up getting distributed to places like Prudence Crandall or the Chrysalis Center.
Yes, that's another partner of ours, actually.
And so it's important that you know that these organizations exist to get you to an organization that's great, like For Goodness Sake in mm-hmm. Bristol. So it's not just people who have been homeless. This is children and families that find themselves in difficult domestic violence situations. You know, there's a lot more going on in the world than, you know, our own backyards.
That's so true. And we started out with pure homelessness, but realize there's people in all sorts of crisis. You know, mm-hmm. there's elderly that are on fixed incomes. If an elderly environment gets bed bugs, they're wiped out entirely. So bed bugs are a huge issue in some of these homes because they're stacked on top of each other. So one floor, the whole
it's
place
easy.
Gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, people coming out of fires. There's a lot of fires in the area, and they're starting over from scratch. They might not have...
There's a lot of fires in the area because we're living in a state that is having a difficult time bouncing back economically
exactly.
from a recession. And I think people would be surprised at who's going without and who's having a hard time and struggling, that it would surprise you to know that it's people that you bump into at work. It's people you see at the grocery store. It's not your typical, you know, movie, old MGM movie of homelessness and a guy with a stick with a handkerchief on the back. Homelessness and living, you know, beneath your means. Mm. Is all across the board here in Connecticut.
It genuinely is. And with resources consistently being cut for mental health and even homelessness in general, there's less and less out there. So we've ramped up. We help between 6 to 8 families a weekend, both on Saturday
wow.
and Sunday. Yeah, and we're seeing an influx also of, you know, victims of the hurricane. Over the past 6 months, all of the displacement, I would say
Connecticut has been a high recipient of people displaced by Maria in Puerto Rico. Now, if you're out there and you're listening right now and you want to receive help and you're like, you're in need, you have to go through a referral agency that they partner with. And the agency is going to determine if you qualify. And then once you get through there, you'll pick a shopping date and you'll get to come on down to the warehouse, and volunteers are going to walk you through, and you get to actually just check how much furniture you have right now. 3,000 square feet. That's a lot of space.
Well, we've since moved to another location, and we have even more.
Wow.
It is.
That's awesome.
So, but we really have worked to create a shopping experience. So this isn't come in and we are throwing stuff at you. Oh, you need a couch. Here's your couch.
Yeah.
They come in. We have coffee and donuts set up for them. We have a fridge that's available for volunteers and for clients. We have a food station oftentimes set up. This might be the first meal that they've had all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the idea of truly coming in, settling down, shopping, getting comfortable with each other, and then we go. And we have a routine. They walk through. It's everything. Dressers, couches, desks. Tom Hooley from Connecticut Mattress.
He's such a good dude.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
What a good guy he is.
I mean, he donates quarterly 90 brand new mattress sets.
Wow.
For us. That's quarterly. Because when I started this, my vision was I want everybody to have a bed. Everybody,
yeah.
every child, every adult deserves their own bed to sleep in. That's dignity.
Yeah.
That's dignity. And that gives you a place to root where you can lift from and then begin to be out there in the world looking for a job, you know, repairing relationships that might have been damaged during addiction, incarceration, just whatever.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons why people fall on hard times. And this is a great opportunity for people to do some spring cleaning. Spring's right around the corner. And this is, you guys are doing a lot of great work. But in order to fill, like, how many square feet do you have now?
It's like 4,200 now.
Wow. So 4,200 square feet, for goodness sake, is giving people an opportunity to fill their homes with stuff. Couches, beds, furniture, lamps, decorations, pictures.
Board.
I mean, what the things that people need for their homes, it's a pretty big list. If you think about if you were starting fresh and entering an empty space, what would you want to fill your home up with? This is the kind of stuff that you guys have in the showroom. But as much space as you have and as much stuff you can fill the showroom, people are coming in every weekend. 6 to 8 families are coming in a weekend and
they need everything.
And they're taking stuff out. So as quickly as people are taking stuff out, you need stuff too, right?
We do.
So I'm looking at a list of things that you typically look for. So if you're out there and you're starting to plan your spring cleaning and you're going to go through your house and get rid of stuff, we're looking for stuff, for goodness sake.
Always.
Now, let's talk about that. Because I've got a basement full of stuff. My husband has no idea what's going to happen to it.
Now, because we come, in addition to having families come in and shop, we then go out and deliver it. But while the road crew is out, we actually also have pickups scheduled.
Okay.
So we'll come by somebody's house.
So you come get it. I don't even need to bring it to you.
We'll come to your house. We will load it up, and we will bring it back to the warehouse. We unload that, and then we load the next client on. And we've had it literally where, as we're bringing stuff in, they change their mind and they're like this set better. And then that set literally ends up going right back out where it came from. And it's amazing. And we also have this at our dock. People will just pull up on Riverside Drive in Bristol, and they'll just come up with a pickup and have a couch or a couple of chairs or a table or whatever.
Yeah.
And we unload it. And again, oftentimes it'll literally come off of your truck
and go right
and
back.
And go literally right into somebody and it's in their home. And it's amazing. It really is.
Now you got to have parameters, because I'm thinking about the stuff in my house. And frankly, some of it's really, I'm going through and I'm like, no, that's good. That's really nice still. But some of it's not. Not exactly wonderful. And I feel like people tend to want to just clean out their basements and then just dump stuff on charity. We're not looking for you to just dump stuff.
We'll tell you no.
So we don't want the table that you spilled a bottle of nail polish on.
We'll take as much. I mean, if it's gently used, it's in pretty good shape. And again, because dignity's the idea
if you wouldn't want to use it any longer.
Exactly.
You don't donate it to, for goodness sake. So we're talking about bedroom furniture. All sizes. We're talking twin, full, queen, bed frames. Because
tons of bed frames.
You know what? We love the fact that Tom Hooley has benefited you with all these mattresses, but a mattress on the floor is still a mattress
it's
on the floor.
Still
we
a
want to pick
on
it
the
up.
Floor.
Mm-hmm. So we want bed frames too. Dressers and nightstands. You know, and they don't all have to be super matchy-matchy, because that's a new cool thing.
That's
and
what
decorating.
I say. New voters. Yeah, right. You put it all together, mismatched is the thing now.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, this can be all that stuff. Living room furniture, small sofas, armchairs, ottomans, coffee tables, lamps with shades. Bookshelves are really important, because I went shopping for bookshelves. And they're not inexpensive,
no.
But you know what you can do with a bookshelf? You can put towels on it. You can put laundry on it. You can put knickknacks on it, all the things that make a home a home. Kitchen furniture, small tables and chairs, and microwave stands. That's something I wouldn't have thought of.
We even sell art.
Yeah.
Art pieces.
Well, yeah, like, sell it. But
I'm sorry. Sell.
Picture.
That's something else we offer. Again, just the idea of.
Decorating.
It's not just furniture, but yeah, you want to decorate it because it is your living space.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, televisions under 24 inches.
Must have remotes.
Yeah. Must have remotes. Now, smaller TVs as opposed to the bigger ones.
Right. Unless it's a flat screen.
Yeah. Because they're heavy.
Quickly.
Oh, okay. Now it makes
they
sense.
They are heavy, and, you know, people are moving them up, you know, flights of stairs, so.
Yeah, because the older TVs had the big.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, they must weigh like 1,000 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, the warehouse. Takes
and some of these new homes that these people are getting into, you know, with their smaller spaces, they're
Yeah, that's why we don't really take hutches or giant entertainment centers,
armoires and stuff like that.
Because these are limited space, so.
All right, that makes sense to me. Okay, these are all things that, you know what, didn't even cross my mind. Small appliances, little microwaves, toaster ovens, coffee makers. Oh, I've got blenders and coffee makers. Because honestly, when my husband and I, you know, moved in together, I had my stuff, he had his stuff, but neither of us wanted to throw our stuff away. So it's like, whose stuff is going? Well, somebody's stuff has to go someplace, and that someplace is my basement. And it all works still, so this is a great opportunity.
I'll tell you another amazing thing is, while we're out on the road, whether it's picking up or delivering, we've had several instances now where people have followed us. And when we pull over to deliver or to pick up, they get out of their car and they're like, hey, I've been following you for a couple of miles. I read the truck. Want to get involved? We've had people come volunteer based off that. We've had pickups scheduled off of, again, people just sort of, you see the truck, feel free to pull us over. We're very interested in what
Knock
you got.
On the window and talk to the driver. You'll find out that they might have, maybe there's space in the day to swing by that same day, huh?
Yeah, we could do it.
Now, on the other, I'm just going to get back to the list of things. Now, when you ask for linens for bedrooms, bathrooms, and kitchens, We prefer new.
Ideally new, definitely washed.
Yeah.
Definitely washed. And then we bundle them together and we also, you know, offer those. The idea is I'd like to have new towels. So we get grant money and we'll probably get into this in a little bit for our welcome baskets. But new towels, new washcloths, ideally a new set of sheets as well.
Yeah.
New pillows. Those types of things. Again, it all comes back to that moment where you get into bed and you're about to go to sleep. What do you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're just joining us today on Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH, we're talking to Kendra Morales and Joe Aguirre from For Goodness Sake. For Goodness Sake is helping people make homes. Now, they're a 100% volunteer-run 501c3 nonprofit. They're providing direct aid to people who need stuff like furniture and household items. They're making a transition from whether it be homelessness or a domestic violence situation. They need help filling a room that's going to be their home with stuff that's going to make it warm and fuzzy.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. You guys are doing a really amazing job. We've been talking a little bit about the stuff that you're looking for donations. And I'm having so many ideas pop in my head as we talk. It's like, I think about it, like when I had to clean out, you know, my grandmother's house, and I had all this really amazing stuff that, you know, had sentimental value to me and it meant a lot to me, but I just didn't have a spot for it. But I knew it was, you know, good stuff that was full of love and that my family had made wonderful memories around and it was in good shape. This is, you know, a great opportunity for you to be able to let go of some of that stuff. And know that it's going to a great place.
You just touched on something that is probably a high percentage of our donors. Families pass away. And in honor of or in memory of those loved family members, people feel good about where this furniture is going to go. They know it's going to go to somebody in need. Because of the fact that we vet so carefully, there's no question that this is going to people that have been deemed homeless or coming out of crisis. And that means a lot to them. It really does.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity for that kind of situation as well. You know, those dishes and silverware and drinking glasses, they're all in great shape. There's nothing wrong with them. But you have your own glasses and mugs that you love. You know, a great opportunity for those everyday items. One thing I want to be specific about is that you guys are not looking for no formal china, no dinner party, fancy pants stuff. This is life stuff that we're going to use on an everyday basis for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We don't need any china patterns because you're missing a cup.
Exactly. And your big mahogany table is beautiful, but it's not practical for our clients. So
if it is a dining room set on the smaller size.
It needs to be on the smaller side.
It needs to be on the smaller. Don't give us your 12 top.
No.
All right. Now, if somebody wants to call you and set up an appointment to have you pick up, who do they call? Can they go right to the website?
They can go right to the website, and we do have an online delivery form now.
Okay.
Where they can fill everything out, or they leave a message on our number. It's 860-916-7138. They do leave a voicemail. Within 24 hours, we'll get back and we will schedule. And to really circumvent some of the, no, we're not going to take this, we ask that people send pictures.
Yeah.
If possible. So we can have a sense of what it looks like, because we don't want to waste anybody's time.
Okay. So I want to be just reiterate a couple of things that you don't take, because the china, dinner sets, stemware and bar accessories, you don't need any glass items like that. That sounds like a big accident waiting to happen in a big 4,200 square foot warehouse. Clothes, pocketbooks, old pocketbooks and old luggage, not interested in. Holiday decorations are a no. Kids stuff, I understand completely. And everyone's like, oh, but I have this car seat and I've got this pack and play that you might have. There's so many things that can go wrong with
legally
with with kids' items, whether it's a pack and play or a crib or a car seat. Car seats expire. You don't have time to go through and find out if these things have expired. Pack and plays can be recalled by the manufacturer. You don't have time to know about all those things being manufactured. So no kiddie stuff like that. High chair, cribs, or strollers. Extra furniture can be just what this family needs, though.
Yes.
Any family that's coming into, for goodness sake, to make a new house a home. So this is a great opportunity. So we know the stuff that you're looking for and the stuff that you're not looking for. But I love this idea because my kids have birthdays coming up and I don't want any more toys in my house. So I'm thinking I might ask people for things on your welcome home kits because I think it's a great idea. We often hear about children having birthday parties and donating to animal shelters because mm-hmm. kids love warm and fuzzies. But this is a great thing for even if you're at work where jeans on Friday, everybody brings something in and pop it in our welcome home kit that we're building, for goodness sake. Let's tell people about your welcome home kit.
So the welcome home kit is essentially a starter kit. And we have two different kits. We have the one where when they come in and shop, they actually walk into a vault area. It's full of shelves. And on those shelves, toilet paper, paper towels, toothpaste, toothbrushes, cleansers, sponges, laundry detergent, laundry baskets.
Oh, so all my couponing stockpile friends, whoa. You know my...
Okay, now we're opening
okay,
up some doors.
Because I'm like a couponer and I've just started my stockpile. Oh. Yeah, I know. Joe is looking at me like, really, Mary? I've known you this long.
Wow.
I would never imagine this about
this. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, yeah. So, sometimes I get stuff free or... you know, close to free. So then I stock it up in my cabinet mm-hmm. and I've got a stockpile of stuff and that's all the necessities in life. The toothpaste, you know, the laundry detergent, fabric softener,
dish
all that
detergent.
Stuff. Yeah.
Something that we've also started doing is taking in feminine hygiene products.
Absolutely. Those are necessities.
They are. And they're very expensive. So we try, and it's funny because they'll come in, they'll do the shopping in the whole warehouse, but when they get to the vault, they get really excited.
Yeah, I bet.
That adds up. That's a $100 for that type of stuff, which on a fixed income, that's mm-hmm. so much.
Absolutely. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm going to post this in my couponing groups once I get out of here. I'm telling you, it's so funny.
So that's one of the welcome home kits. And then the other one is larger, and it's one that we typically try and get grant money for because it's more expensive. So
okay.
Coffee pots, toasters, crock pots, new pots and pans dish like sets.
I just bought new pans. They are expensive.
They are expensive.
And I didn't even get fancy ones. They're expensive.
They really are. I know.
Yeah.
So we get those and we break them down so they can pick out exactly what they need. I need a couple frying pans, but I don't need the strainer. Those are the types of things also that we like to kind of, you know, put together and mm-hmm. send them out the door with. A lot of times... these people have never had new anything.
Yeah.
So to walk out with some new small appliances and a brand new bed still in plastic,
mm-hmm.
we've made their day.
Nobody else has slept on that bed before. It's such a good feeling. Yeah.
Nobody. And we do same day delivery also. So there's this instant gratification about like I shopped and oh my gosh, I get it today. Come on, Bob's doesn't even do that.
Right?
I gotta tell you, my first day volunteering was over the summer. And I went home with such a...
You were inspired.
I actually, as I was telling my wife about it, I cried. I mean, to see the gratification on these people's faces and to know you made a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing.
Now, Joe, you're a Wethersfield resident, and you've set up a really amazing thing for the people of Wethersfield specifically. On March 31st, you guys are going to be doing collections in town. So listen up, Wethersfield. That's spring cleaning day, okay, officially.
So we are going to be... at the Eleanor Buck Wolf Nature Center, 156 Prospect Street.
Right at Millwoods.
Right there at Millwoods. We will have a truck on hand. So if you're in the area, you want to throw a couch or some tables, you can go right over. There'll be a crew there to load it right out of the truck. And I'm going to be in another truck going around. Again, you can schedule deliveries by going to our website.
Okay, so if someone in Wethersfield is looking to do some, this is the weekend, like, so whatever you had planned for today, stop it. You're going to start cleaning out and deciding what you're going to donate next week when Joe and the gang are driving around Wethersfield. And you can schedule a pickup and you get to see Joe face to face. He's going to come right there.
I will come into your house. I will carry it out of your house.
Not by yourself.
No matter how narrow.
Dude.
Do
you even lift?
Mary, let me tell you something. My wife, she's like, you're spending a lot of time at For Goodness Sake. And I'm
don't
like,
hurt
you don't
your
understand.
Back.
Not only does it make my heart feel good, but I mean, I get a great workout every weekend. And like, by the time I stop feeling sore, it's Friday and I'm right back at it for the weekend.
I have to
it
tell
works
you,
out great.
That is the first time I've ever asked a spotlight guest, did you even lift, bro?
I'm glad it was me, Mary. I'm glad it was me.
So if you're in Wethersfield and you're looking to do some cleaning out, Joe is scheduling pickups for the 31st. So where do they get a hold of you? They go right through the forgoodnesssake.org, and they can call the 916 number too?
That is correct.
All right, if you're in the car and you're like, Mary, every week you do this to me, you bombard me with information, don't worry. It's all going to be at WRCH.com, and you can just go home and click on it there, and I'll get all the information up for you so you can organize this with Joe and the gang. So sounds like a great name for a band, Joe and the Gang.
Oh, yeah, right?
So that Weathersfield pickup is on March 31st. You can schedule a pickup, or they're going to be at the Eleanor Buck Nature Center right at Millwood. You know where that is, right on Prospect Street. What a great location you got for that.
And I
got
to tell you, the town of Weathersfield was so supportive and so helpful in us getting this together. So the whole town's excited. I hope people will come out. We've already got a couple of deliveries lined up at this point.
Yeah,
so
that's
the
good.
More the merrier.
And I have to tell you, after you drop your couches off, go check out the Eleanor Buck Nature Center. It's pretty awesome.
Amazing. Too.
It's really cool. And you've got some great other things going on where you're raising money, because you know what? Stuff is great. People need stuff. You're going to donate stuff, but you need money too, because money goes, you can make money go a long way. So you've got some other events coming up in May. And also, this is like supper. What is this? Plate at the Table?
It is. It's our fourth annual Plate at the Table. It's our major fundraiser every year. This year, it's at Kinsman Brewery in Southington.
I like breweries.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It's from 6 to 9. We have All Washed Up coming to play, which they played last year. It was amazing.
Fun.
I believe it's $40 a ticket.
Yep.
And it's a blast.
Now
it's an absolute
blast. So it's a great night out for a date night. You're helping to support a great organization.
They asked me to MC it, but
gonna,
if you'd like to come out, Mary, I'll throw it right out here live on the radio.
I would prefer to sit at the table and enjoy the brews, but I'll be moral support if you want. But yeah, I'm all about a buffet and a brewery.
Oh, heck yeah.
And our raffle prizes. I mean, last year it was trip to Disney.
Wow.
You know, the Ritz-Carlton in New York. Drones. I mean, we had tickets to the Yankees, Red Sox. We really work on the raffle prizes, because this is everything. I mean, it costs almost $2,000 a month just for our warehouse.
Yeah, so you got to pay rent. These are the kind of things that you do, because you know couches don't pay rent.
Well, they don't. And the fact of the matter is grants. You know, people want grants towards programs, not towards operations.
Mm-hmm.
So we're left a little bit light with how do we run the day to day. And we're also looking for new space right now. We'd like to move to more of a central corridor where we can expand our scope.
Yeah.
Get right next to 84. So maybe Waterbury, maybe Meriden, maybe, you know, farther to Weathersfield. There's just more that we can do, the bigger the space and the more volunteers we have. That's probably one of our biggest challenges, is consistent volunteers, because let's face it, who likes to move furniture?
Yeah.
Your best friends disappear.
You can't pay friends with pizza.
No.
So yeah.
Yeah, no pizza, no beer.
Yeah.
We do offer pizza, but
there
we
is
don't
pizza.
Offer beer.
Yeah. Yeah. There is often pizza.
So you're always looking for volunteers. So in
always.
Addition to great events like the Plate at the Table that's happening, that's Tuesday, May 22nd, 6 to 9 at Kinsman Brewing in Southington.
Right.
I'm looking forward to trying that out.
I'll say another thing too, because I've been bringing my kids along to come and volunteer. Everybody there, as I've explained to my kids, is a good person. They're all there because they want to be there, because they're volunteering their time. And like I said, it's such a great feeling. There's such great camaraderie. We have a really good time working with each other. And it's heavy lifting. And, you know, there's some other easier jobs than lifting. You know, there's people who have to make the tables up and sort the linens and stuff.
Well, I'm sure you're looking for everything. People who can file well. People who know how to do Excel, which wouldn't be me. But
people that can fold the bottom sheet.
It's witchcraft.
That bottom sheet, what is that?
It's witchcraft.
So it's across the board. But as Joe was saying, there's really also something kind of magical about the instant gratification of watching a family come in and then watching them leave, and the children, the kids see this.
Yeah.
So there's an investment that is immediate that they get to enjoy.
And it's also a great opportunity for your kids to, you know,
huge.
It's a character building.
It sure is.
You know, experience. It's
you know,
a great
funny,
lesson.
You know, my wife, she got into a fight with somebody on Facebook over gun control.
Everybody.
You know
Shocker.
How my wife is.
Shocker.
She was up in arms, and I said, look, come with me to For Goodness Sake tomorrow. You want to make a difference in the world? You want to put your money where your mouth is? Come out, volunteer, and you can literally see how you're changing somebody's life, really making a difference in your community, and that's where it starts.
Yeah, let's stop being keyboard warriors and get our hands dirty and move couches with Joe.
I'd love to have the help.
Joe and Kendra. All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. Kendra Morales and Joe Aguirre, For Goodness Sake is in Bristol. If you're looking for information, it's forgoodnesssake.org. I'll put it on WRCH.com. Fear not. Also, you can call 860-916-7138. And that is how you can schedule a pickup or maybe get in contact with someone to figure out how you can be a recipient as well. So thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Mary.
And thank you for tuning in this morning to Spotlight on Light 100.5 WRCH.